Today, I'm actually preaching on the Jeremiah text that was read by David. We're so glad for your great reading. It is from the prophet Jeremiah, and it is what we call a lament. And so when we do lamenting, it isn't just about complaining, like complaining that our coffee isn't just the right temperature at Starbucks. And it does not, that does not qualify for a lament. But if we're willing to come to God with our true emotions, whether they be happy or sad, and in this case, lament is that we are weary, that we are sad, that we are dismayed, maybe disheartened, all of the things that we are, where it's just seeping in our bones that something's not right. And so we cry out to God. We say, oh God, help me. A lot of times that's it. And sometimes we look to other devices when we are at our wit's end. Sometimes we try to do it ourselves, where we think if we just worked harder or were more clever or we were stronger, whatever it is, that we can solve whatever it is that is disheartening. Well, Jeremiah comes to his people and he looks at them and he sees how low they really are. They are a conquered people. They are a separated people. They are slaves to the people around them. They live in the worst housing. They barely have enough food, and all of what they have, they need to fight for or scrape or scrimp or whatever it is to get. And Jeremiah looks at the people and he wonders, have you not been listening? Because Jeremiah's primary task as God's prophet was to announce the terrible destruction that awaited the people of Judah and Jerusalem because of their sin, because of their brokenness, because of their looking out for themselves rather than each other, because of their turning to an image or an idol instead of praying and returning to God, where people have gone astray. And in this passage from Jeremiah, a grief-stricken Jeremiah. The voice we're not sure. Is it Jeremiah? Is it God or both at the same time in this passage? The anguish over the sadness, and he weeps for his people. So once again, my joy is gone. Grief is upon me. My heart is sick. Hark the cry for my poor people from far and wide in the land. Is the Lord not in Zion? Is Zion's sovereign gone? Why have they provoked me to anger with these images, their foreign idols? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of my poor people, I am hurt. I mourn and dismay, and it has taken hold of me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why has the health of my poor people not been restored? Oh, that my head were a spring of water and my eyes a fountain of tears, so that I might weep day and night for the slain of my poor people. I have felt a lament lately. The news and our condition in the world. Yes, the United States is part of the world, but we also have brothers and sisters in more dire straits than ourselves. I Googled, with my friend Google, the world's biggest problems. And it got back to me right away. Mm-hmm. And it came up with a list, and I agree with all of them. Climate change, poverty and inequality, wars and conflicts, health crises, and food and water insecurity. Those were the list of the biggest, the top five biggest world problems. And since we are part of the world, they are our problems too. So climate change, human activities had led to climate change causing environmental damage and disproportionately affecting poorer countries. We live in the north, in Minnesota, so we might not see it as much. But we also live in the world, and we have seen enough. We know that places in other countries, there are famine, and there is starvation. And that is because their land no longer provides for them. There is poverty and social inequality, extreme poverty, more than our poverty, social inequality, and the lack of access to essential resources like credit, clean water, affordable health care, and they are significant worldwide. Worldwide. There are places that don't have access to clean water. They may even have to walk miles and miles to get to an unclean water source because it is a water source to bring it back to their home, only to turn around and go back again to the same unclean water source because it is the only water source for them. War and conflict, this has been since the beginning of time. Wars and other conflicts lead to casualties, displacement of people, and widespread suffering with vulnerable populations at greater risks. Have you ever seen the refugees on borders? There's our border, of course, with Mexico, but there are many more borders around the world where people are seeking to live without the violence, seeking to live in places that are safe. And so they gather wherever they can to escape whatever it is that they are being treated as in their own countries. And they look for something more. Wars cause displacement of people and leads to casualties. It's not only war, though, right? And this doesn't come from any political part of me. This comes from me as a child of God and a human in our world, is that we need to stop killing each other. Period. Then we get even on to more great news. Health crisis, both physical and mental health problems, along with limited access to health care, are major global concerns. There are people who have never and will never have any health care outside maybe of a parent. And again, food and water insecurity. A significant portion of the global population lacks access to clean water and enough food, leading to malnutrition and related health issues. And you see how all of these are things that we have in our world, and we are part of this world. We are part of each other. As people of God, as the body of Christ, we are connected to each and every one of God's children across the world and even in our own pew here at church. And like with the kids, I think that's where we're at right now. We start with you and me. And we start returning to God, knowing that God can and has and will deliver us from hardship and trials Maybe your lament is not something that affects the whole world. Maybe it's the lament that affects you in your life. Maybe it is that you're grieving or you're lost or lonely or struggling financially or with anxiety or fear or addiction. I mean, there's a lot that we could lament in our lives. And the reason why we lament, the reason why we actually say these things out loud is because our God is listening to us. He listens to our cries. And when we lament out loud, can we remind ourselves that we're not alone? We are not without hope, but we are people of God who together with Christ Jesus, we have been redeemed. And we are sent out into our world. Maybe it's just your home. Maybe it's just at the grocery store where you're kind to another person, and because you were kind, they are kind, and so on and so forth. Can it be that simple? I need it to be that simple. And I need all of us, actually. It's not even just my need. Our world needs us, and our God invites us to be a part of this. As children of God, it starts with you, and it spreads throughout the world.